Let's get Kay in Arizona, Lauren Weinstein, privacy expert. We're talking about the FBI's investigation, essentially, of itself and all the violations it made, and it had to admit to spying on Americans. Hey, Kay.
Hi, Ian and Lauren. It's an honor. I think my phone is tapped, and I'll tell you why. I have a company name that I came up with, but you can bleep this from the conversation before it airs if you have to, can't you?
We don't even want you to take that chance. That you're going to mention something we have to bleep because.
I'm connected with a TV show here that has to do with things like UFOs and government stuff, and also too. Right after I was connected with the show, I went to this. I guess you can call it an anti-war rally. President Bush was here in the state, and it was a fundraiser for Senator John Kyle, and so about 600 Phoenicians showed up there. And anyway, so I was telling my friend this he was on the cell phone, I was on a landline, I started telling him about this, and he says to me, you know, if you start going to these things, the wrong elements may start taking your license plate, and they'll kill you. So anyway, long story short, the phone goes dead, and I'm thinking my friend forgets to charge his battery. So anyway, I hear this male voice on the line, and it's not him, and the voice says over and over again, Colding. Colding, 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 like 8 times, and I'm thinking, Holding? No, that's not it. Coding? No. So anyway, I hear this audio snow, I guess you could call it, white noise.
White noise.
And then I hear my friend in the background very faintly going, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? His voice comes up again, and he's, you know, sounds like a normal, you know, normal, back to normal, whatever. So anyway, so I'm doing this internet research, and I come up with this company called Colding Technologies based in Mitchellville, Maryland. And what they do is they build a software that implements these various technologies, including what's called, I understand, signal analysis technology. And I also did a little more sleuthing, and their website states that they have high security contract work with the U.S. Army. So I'm wondering if some kind of automatic phone wiretapping kicked in because they heard the words kill and Bush and everything in the same conversation.
Were you saying anything about kill? And
no,
Bush?
No. But my friend said to me, you know, okay, be careful if you start attending these anti-war rallies because the wrong element can get your, you know, they'll take your license plate and they'll kill you.
I totally get that. Lauren, what would you say to Kay?
Let's talk a little bit about phone taps.
Okay.
And some of this. I mean, one of the rules about phone taps is that if your phone is being tapped professionally, you'll never know it by listening on the call. You won't hear clicks, you won't hear hisses, you won't hear buzzing. If it's done properly, it's done through the telephone network, it's done through a digital diversion of the data that represents the call. There's no way you're ever going to know by anything you're ever going to hear. So we can start from that. It is certainly true that in the post-9/11 environment, and because of changes like the ones we're talking about with the FBI report, there's a lot more surveillance going on. One of the things that's really important about these national security letters is that they are often used as the first step toward moving toward greater surveillance, like actually requesting to actually tap lines and to monitor conversations and things of that sort, rather than just get the data about who's calling who or who's sending email to who. That has greatly expanded. And there is a lot of technology that can now be brought to bear in focused cases. It doesn't exist to the extent that it can monitor the entire telephone network for everybody that says the word kill. If you did that, well, you know, there aren't enough disk drives even at Google to collect that much information, probably. Well, maybe there are.
But we can't tell.
But the point is that there has been a real expansion in surveillance, and we now discover that it has been very badly kept track of, and in many cases has been done in ways that were very slipshod and just plain wrong and apparently just plain illegal. Another thing is that the technology has advanced to the point, and I can talk about this a little more if you want, where we have learned from court cases that there have been situations where the FBI has used ordinary cell phones as room bugs. This is not a science fiction technology. This is not a conspiracy technology. This is real.
Now, what do you mean by that? By a room bug, meaning they leave a regular cell phone on and up, or how do they? What do you mean?
The situation is such that most modern cell phones, because they're just software-driven devices, the software can be changed in ways that would allow those cell phones to be used as a bug and to either collect the information that's the audio from the room, even though the phone might look like it's turned off, for example. It's still going to be using battery power. It's still going to be, you know, doing all the things a phone has to do. But you wouldn't know that it was either saving calls within its memory and then transmitting them out later or transmitting them out in real time. And this was revealed in a court case involving, I guess it was an organized crime case, actually, that this is now a technique that's being employed. And in fact, I recently, because I became interested in this, and I said, well, if the FBI can do this in legitimate cases, or at least what are supposed to be legitimate cases, it should be possible for people to do this illicitly also. Hmm. What one organization can do, someone else can do in terms of reprogramming phone firmware and making sure. changes like that. And so I started discussing that on the network. You know, how would you tell? How could you tell if your phone was being used that way? It's unlikely that, you know, your phone or my phone or most people's phones would ever turn into bugs, but it could be done. And that had so much caused so many questions and so many requests for additional information that I put a video on YouTube just a couple of weeks ago, actually, that actually demonstrates ways to try to determine. And it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because most people don't really have to worry about this.
Right.
But it's something that if people are interested in, if they want to run some simple tests on their cell phone that are just observational in nature, they can do that. Maybe they'll feel more comfortable and feel a little more secure that they're not having those kinds of problems.
How do they keyword search that at YouTube?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it through YouTube would just go to YouTube.com and just search for cell phone bug.
Cell phone bug.
And my video will come up right to the very top.